Hey guys, are you ready to have a Corona conversation?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Who lives in a kingdom that's called Corona?
Rapunzel Corona.
Whose best friend also hates their guts?
Cassandra?
Hey everybody.
Best friend.
Well, not anymore. They're good now, supposedly.
Yeah. That was a weird opening.
Well, as Anna said right before we started recording, guys, this is kind of a weird time in the world, what with the coronavirus going around.
Call it COVID-19.
Well, I mean, this is a Corona Conversations podcast, so we have to lean into that name.
Oh my goodness sake.
I thought it's just so crazy that this thing started gaining serious traction right after the show ended. Like, oh, we missed the chance to get that Corona promo, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's too late now.
Stay.
But Anna and I are both back at our parents' home now. We moved out of the dorms, both of us, this weekend.
I got kicked out, guys. I had a 5 a.m. flight, and I booked it the same day. It was very stressful. Never again, hopefully.
I think I'm going to just hold this, maybe.
You can put it here.
No, I think it might be better if I just hold it. We'll see. Just want to get a little closer to our marvelous mouths, you know. Oh, okay. So if there's a lot of background noise, guys, basically, somebody said that the only time she has to record today is when she's also organizing her closet.
Well, I'm staying with my sister, and she said that I have to have everything organized by a certain time, and I had a discussion post I had to get done, too. So there's just a lot been going on. Oh, yeah, I have this ornament, too. I need to put this in Christmas stuff.
Why do you have a Christmas ornament?
Because I got it from one of my friends. And I almost forgot it. I almost left it on our Christmas tree. But Sophie, my roommate, was packing it up. And she was like, here you go. And I was like, oh yeah, this is mine.
So if this episode is a little chaotic, well, more chaotic than usual at least, that's why. She is
We're making up for being so professional last time.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the show's over now. We can all be a little more lax. But yeah, that's kind of what's going on in our world. We've moved home for the foreseeable future, I guess.
No, tell fall. Just tell fall.
Oh, in my case, hopefully it's only a few months because I'm going to get a job because I'm graduating in May. It'll probably be like a virtual graduation. We'll all put on our graduation caps in front of the webcam and pretend to walk together.
For class of 2020.
But in Anna's case, I guess she is stuck here until the fall, pretty much. So, wow. Living with her parents for seven months.
7 months. Guys, I haven't lived this long at home in a while.
She's going to come out of here being such a neat, prim and proper youngster, disciplined and ready to go.
Hey.
No more wild parties for her.
Nope.
But, yeah, so we're recording in person now for the first time in a while.
I still can't believe I'm here. It still feels like a dream.
You're dreaming. Coronavirus is just a figment of your imagination.
Oh my
gosh. And you're going to wake up and be safe and snug in your dorm.
I miss my friends and my roommates and my
kids. Guys, wow. I just showed up today and she misses her friends. No, nothing about, oh, so happy to see you, Caleb. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you're here. Anyway, today is not about our relationship dynamic. Today is about season 3. Woot,
yay.
Woot. We are going to be kind of going through each episode of the 3rd season, just hitting the highs and lows, and then at the end, kind of a little, I guess, ranking of kind of how we feel about this season as a whole.
Yes.
So, without further ado, let's get jiggy with it.
And I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Ready as I'll ever be.
Wait, I just thought of the Great Expectations when she's like, quite
my
right.
Laptop almost fell off my lap.
Did it? Do you remember her face when she's like, quite right.
No, I want to watch Great Expectations again.
I'm Pip. Hit play.
I haven't watched it in so long. Estella. Oh, Estella.
He doesn't say Estella.
He does.
No, it's Estella.
Estella, yeah.
It's not her, it's just you.
No, he has a country. He has a country accent, like a British country accent. Anyway, so the season started off with Rapunzel's Return, you know, a very, the titles, you know, it's always interesting. I love to see how they name episodes because it can be so cool. But with this one, it's just very straightforward. Rapunzel's Return, you know, the season was back or starting, the show was back. So Rapunzel's Return, you know, nice and easy. So basically she comes back after all the drama that went down in the end of last season. And she gets back to Corona to find it has been taken over by Varian. And his...
I
was
going to
say friends, but I mean, they're not really his friends because they kind of double cross him. But.
Yeah. But everybody's just back, basically.
Yeah, so basically after all that trauma with Cass, Rapunzel wanted to come home and get that off her mind. And I guess she does have a chance to get it off her mind, but that's because more trauma happens. So her parents get their minds erased. Everyone in the kingdom is trapped. I mean, yeah. I remember this episode being really cool because we got to see all those villains again. And the show has some really great side villains, like Lady Kane. Love her.
I don't love her. She kind of scares me, but...
Ah! I'm going to dress up as Lady Kane and then sneak into Anna's bedroom tonight.
What?
Hello, Anna, it's me. I pretend.
I'm British.
I'm a country British.
Hello, Anna.
Wow, guys, wow.
All the stress is coming out in weird ways, guys.
I was hoping I wouldn't have to edit as much since we were in one place, so I don't have to mess with different levels and everything. And I probably won't because I have a lot to do today. So you're going to get a very unfiltered conversation. And I assume we had some songs because it was the premiere. So I'm trying to remember here. Let me see. Yeah, Varian. Oh yeah, this was so Varian had been gone the whole, you know, the second season, basically being evil or whatever. And then in this one, he comes back as the evil guy, and then he gets redeemed in one episode.
Oh yeah.
Which is kind of interesting when you think about how Cass had a whole season of being evil, and Varian only got, you know, one episode, really. But he also has this really bad boy look, you know, that was cool. So this was a really...
This has to stop now!
We're going to have to do a soundtrack review where we do some singing, but...
Woo!
Here's a little sneak preview. She almost went.
This has to stop now. Whatever it is that you're going through, we'll fix it together, me and you, just like we've always done.
No! Has to stop now. This thing where you think that you've been my friend and don't even hear how you condescend the way you've always done.
Cassandra, listen.
I'm listening.
No, this isn't true.
Isn't it?
Look into my eyes and
see. Well...
I feel it too.
Perhaps I don't.
Cassandra, listen. Shut up, Cassandra. What I want to say.
That was
hard-headed.
That was such a cool song to kick off the season.
Oh, Twinkle Toes is here.
Ignore the dog.
Hi, Twinkle Toes. Come here. Can they hear the clickety-clack?
So that song happened, and then also, I believe, Stronger Than Ever Before happened at the end, I think. Nice, who knows what? Still, though, we're not quite through yet. We had so much to do yet. We were too yet.
Smell this.
Oh, it smells good. I love coconut.
I don't like coke.
Coconut's the best.
But I have sunscreen, and it's from my dentist, and it was free, so I guess I'll keep it.
wow. Okay. Bring it back. Bring it back, guys. So those two songs happened. I'm pretty sure there were only two. I don't know. We're not the most organized today. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. Just leave Brittany alone. Anyway.
You okay?
No.
You have time.
So that was a double length episode. What any thoughts about that, Anna? Any? I remember thinking that it was good, and of course the songs were epic, but I felt kind of cheated that the whole Varian thing wrapped up so quickly just because I wanted him and Cassandra to be evil together.
Well, he'd already had some, like, evilness before.
But they weren't evil together.
Oh. Well, I mean, they did get to sing a song, but he wasn't evil at the time. So
yeah. So, I don't know. It was interesting. Next, the third episode, we have Return of the King. This one was kind of interesting because the king and queen had just had their minds wiped, and so from the title, you might expect that it was about King Fred getting, you know, his mojo back, but no, it was about King Edmund coming to pay Eugene a visit, even though, you know, they had just been at the Dark Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
And this was only, like, the second episode.
Oh, yeah, again. Oh, that was a lot of good.
Yeah, it was a fun one. King Edmund is so great.
So fun.
We know all about the guy who plays his voice, and you do too if you listen to the interview with Chris Sonnenberg that we did last week.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't, go listen to that episode because it was a lot of fun.
That was really cool.
And we get a lot of crow moments in this episode too, and I think this is where the reveal happens that his real name is Horace. Or was that last season?
No, it was this. Well, no. I think it is this episode.
I thought it was.
And then Eugene's like, no, I
yeah,
have to
yeah,
pay
yeah.
Eggs.
This is the yeah. Eugene learns more about his biological family, including his birth name having been Horace. So yeah, this was a great one. It was so cool giving Eugene yet another name, especially a name like Horace. We see a little more of the ghost girl. If you'll remember, early in this season, we always got like the little scene of Cassandra and the ghost at the end of every episode, just doing their thing. So this was a fun one. Great to see Eugene and his dad bonding, and they're both great characters. So this was a great episode, you know? A+.
A+++.
Ooh, okay. Now the next one, the third episode, is Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? This was crazy one, especially for poor Red.
You mean Catalina?
Yeah, her.
I
remember Catalina's, but I always forget Kira's.
Hey, you remembered it. Good job.
Yeah, I know my stuff. I know my girls. Kira and Catalina Schnitz. Yeah, this was a wild one. Basically, Catalina has a power to turn into a werewolf, and the werewolf hunter comes, and Rapunzel has to try to fend her off because she doesn't want the werewolf to be murdered because she knows it's one of her citizens. It was a nice one. I liked how scary, not necessarily scary, but really mysterious and kind of a whodunit type vibe because you don't know who the werewolf is at first.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of mysterious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is actually the episode where we get to learn their real names, or Kira and Catalina. This was a big season for names. So that's cool.
I need another box or a bag or something. Oh my goodness.
So yeah, fun episode. Really cool. The whole thing about there being powers and Catalina being able to turn into a werewolf and then she keeps doing it the whole rest of the season. I mean, it is what it is, I guess. I mean, she's going to be a werewolf the rest of her life, and the show just went ahead and did that, so.
Oh, wow, that'd be kind of scary when she has,
like, what happens
she has
when,
a spouse. Like, when am I going to fight with, with, like, my significant other?
What happens
she turns into a werewolf.
Yeah, like, what happens when she goes through puberty and, like, her body changes? Is, like, the werewolf part going to, like, come out more? Or, I don't know.
Lance will have to deal with that because he's daddy.
No, honey, sometimes we all sprout tails and we get claws in the middle of the day and,
That's great. That reminds me of the wolf children when she had to learn to keep her wolf inside. Yeah, except when she hit that Catalina. One boy's ear. And then he still fell in love with her for some reason. I'd be scared. I want to stay away from her.
He likes danger. Oh, my. Oh, yay. Okay, the fourth episode is my favorite and the one Anna hates. The Lost Treasure of Hers Der Sohn. The treasure hunt episode where they all team up and Feldspar and Rapunzel form the dream team. That's the real team awesome right there. Feldspar and Rapunzel.
He really shines.
I love him so much. Wouldn't you know, I've done it again. He's so great. But this episode was definitely the funniest one of the whole show, I think it's safe to say, for me at least. And
what? No.
And it, yeah.
No. The funniest one is when, what's his name? The guy, the dude with the seals. The king.
No.
The king comes back and he tries to kidnap
Ariana. We're not on that episode yet.
I know, but it's the funniest one because of his eggs.
No.
And then the seals.
No, oh. She's wrong, everyone. This was the funniest episode officially. Corona Conversations has dubbed this one the funniest.
No, Sophia agrees with me.
And this was a nice one too because we hadn't really seen a ton of the citizens in this season, and this gave everyone a chance to come together and pitch in to work toward a common goal. There were some great moments, some action moments, a lot of humor, a lot of references to like Mary Poppins with Old Lady Crowley.
Yeah.
This was, highlight, definitely a highlight of the season for me.
I think I like it better on reflection, but still not my favorite.
And Varian bonding with the blacksmith guy or whatever. That was so sweet. Yeah.
Xavier?
Yeah, him. This episode, man. Okay, let's move on. The next one, the fifth episode, No Time Like the Past.
Oh, I have a choir song called No Time, and now I can't ever sing it.
I believe this is the one where Rapunzel goes back in time and messes with Eugene's mind.
Oh, yeah. And then she gets to see baby Max. Teenage Max.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
This was a strange episode. I remember that a lot of fans online were really ragging on Rapunzel, and I was too, because like she just messes with Eugene's feelings and emotions and doesn't ever tell him about it, and it was just really
You're
weird
a better
how that
because
happened
because me and my influence Eugene Fitzherbert.
I guess it kind of goes with the whole theme of the season being Rapunzel thinking she's so perfect and can't do anything wrong, and then Cassandra, you know, being the one who is the opposite of that, and so it kind of goes the theme looking back. I don't really remember it being super good, though. I mean, it was cool seeing teenage Lance and Eugene, but, like, they acted, I remember, like, kind of the exact same. So it was like, okay, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the point was that she was having a hard time letting go of her friendship, and she wanted everyone else to have a hard time letting go of it, too.
Yeah. All right. So there's that one. Then we get Beginnings, the seventh episode, where... Oh, that's where she tells about how she and Cassandra became friends. And
oh, yeah.
That was an interesting one because...
Isn't that where we get the other chambermaid?
That's the warrior women. Maybe.
They get introduced and she's like, why aren't you making fun of my boyfriend? And she's like, I'm going to go do some mending now.
Yeah.
That poor chambermaid.
Yeah, it's the one where they enter the warrior woman contest together and all the princesses come from the other kingdoms.
Cool. I hope that's my dream of where Cass is right now.
No, she's in Arendelle with Anna and Elsa being their captain of the guard.
We each get our own cannon, okay?
But mine's ready. Chris told me so. This one, I don't know. It felt... like, we got a whole season of Cass and Rapunzel learning to be friends, so I felt a little weird to do a flashback episode at this point to me. I didn't feel like I learned anything new about them, because we already knew how different they were. Like, when the show started, it introduced Cass as a new character, so it had to show them becoming friends, and so to do that in another episode, I don't know, I...
I think it was part of her grieving process, though.
I guess, but, not one of my favorites. The eighth. Wow, we are booking it. The eighth episode is The King and Queen of Hearts. This is the one with the eggs.
The funniest one! Because then the crazy king guy comes back and is like, wait, you should marry me. I have seals.
He was so weird.
And then there's
weird.
The military seals. The naval seals.
Yeah, the Navy SEALs are quite the funny joke.
And their little goggles. And then it wasn't like, I don't know what they thought it was originally, but Fred's expertise came into handy. He's like, oh, it's an egg. Ah!
Yeah. So we finally go back to revisit Rapunzel's parents' memory loss.
Come on, Twinkle Toes.
It was 8 episodes since they had lost their memory, and they had never like been in an episode since then, I'm pretty sure. So we were all kind of feeling confused about that. And so they get a whole episode to themselves now. It was really cute seeing them reconnect. That was really nice. The whole part with the seals and the king trying to steal her affections and the sea monster egg. I mean,
awesome.
I don't know about all that stuff, but I did so like crazy. The parents reconnecting. That was sweet.
And then Eugene and Rapunzel got to sign their own book of love.
Oh yeah, the book. Yeah, that was a nice moment.
Mm-hmm.
After that, oh, we get the Day of the Animals. It is.
Oh yeah, that was a funny one too.
Was that the one where
there was Dwayne?
Ah, okay, that was the Dwayne one.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember really liking that one because that's the one where Rapunzel goes. Oh, she had her funny thing where she's like, "Whoop is just something upside down." She had
whoop
some
is
super funny saying that I really like. I wrote it down somewhere because I liked it so much.
Oh, Swiffer.
Rise, oh mothers, rise. Let's go meet him in the skies. We will hear the angels sing that morning. A personal notes? Oh, he's goofy.
Well, guys, I guess I didn't write it down, but I know it. This is the episode where Rapunzel and Kira and Catalina and Varian are all trapped in the little thing, and so they have a lot of funny moments together that I remember.
Yeah, I liked all the sass that Kira was giving Varian, and it was
yeah,
really golden.
Yeah, and Dwayne, like, he was a funny guy. I promise I won't steal anything again.
Oh, quiet, Dwayne.
Yeah, if you remember what Rapunzel said, definitely tweet us. Like, whoop is just something backward, or doom is just, I don't know. It was something really funny and positive, like, stupidly positive. It was very memorable, but it's been a while. This aired in October of last year.
Oh my gosh, wow. Terrible.
Yeah. So Day of the Animals, fun episode. After that, the 10th episode, Be Very Afraid. This was not the mid-season, no. This was kind of a weird one where Cassandra had like the new strain of rocks that made people see their worst fear.
Oh yes, and then Lansing's awesome song.
Yeah.
You're bigger, you're better, you're braver than that.
Yeah, Lance has his big solo in this episode. Not my favorite song, but I love the little animated. Well, the whole show is animated, but this was a particularly animated song with everyone seeing their fears and everything. I don't know. I don't remember this one being particularly one of my favorites. And, like, the rocks never come back, and
Silky gets cat hair on everything.
Meow, meow. Hey, don't put that on me.
Where is she?
After
the closet cat must be here.
Okay, after that, oh, we got Pascal's Dragon. This one was also pretty crazy. Dragons are real, and I mean, we already knew mermaids were real, so I mean, everything is real in Corona.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's a mermaid called Teacher.
This is a cute one. I mean, Pascal.
Oh my gosh! Do you remember in season 2? Sorry, when Hook Hand or Hook Foot fell in love with a mermaid.
Yeah, that's why I said mermaid. That was who I was thinking of. Yeah.
Boy.
I wonder if they ever got together.
Craziness.
So Pascal meets his baby dragon friend, and then the dragon grows up, and he has to decide between his new friend, does he name the dragon? I don't know. Little big guy, right? Something like
yeah.
that. It was a wacky episode. I didn't love it that much, but it was kind of fun seeing Pascal befriending a dragon, I guess.
And seeing Chris, like, explain some parallels between, like, what was going on in the story at the time and just this little, like, moment that Pascal shared between little big guy and himself. There was, like, some interesting stuff going on. Oh, gosh, this is heavy. I mean...
Next up is the 12th episode, Islands Apart. This was the one where Rapunzel and Eugene get a message from Owl. I think this is the first time Owl comes back. Like, he appears in the show since Cassandra left. And he basically tells them that something is going on the Island of the Lorbs. Those wonderful people. And the captain of the guard who went to look for Cassandra... No, he went to look for... Oh yeah, he went to look for Rapunzel when the kingdom got taken over by Varian, I think. And then he found out about Cass, or did he already find out about Cass and he was going to look for Cass?
No, he'd already confronted Cass, remember? And then she was like, he tried. Well, he was doing that much.
And he went to look for her, and
And then he was like, she was like, "Go away, Daddy! I don't want to see you."
Yeah, she trapped him.
And then he was like, "Oh, okay, I'm just gonna go hide on this island." And
yeah, so he hides on the weird magic island and makes a weird, creepy version of Cass. This was a cool episode because of how creepy like the little Cass was. Like Rapunzel was convinced she was gonna murder someone. Like when they were standing on the edge of the cliff, remember?
Oh yeah, that was really like, sketchy.
Don't. So it was kind of cool how creepy it was. And it was interesting seeing how the cast drama affected, you know, not only Rapunzel, but, like, her father, who, I mean, is closer to her than Rapunzel, arguably, because he's known her longer and he raised her.
Yeah. That was really hard. Hard for him.
Yeah, and it was funny at the end seeing all the different versions of cast fighting and, like, I think one of them talked trash to Eugene, like, "Oh, I thought you two would be broken up by now." So that was fun.
And he was like, "In your dreams!"
Yeah. I'm in this for the long haul. Then after this, we have the mid-season finale, I think? Maybe not. Wait, Cassandra's Revenge, wasn't that the mid-season finale? Okay, she clearly doesn't know. I think it probably was, I want to say. So basically, Rapunzel feels ready to settle down, and she's back to living her normal life, and then Cassandra finally makes it back to Corona after all this time.
I might need this soon.
And this is when they have their big battle. This is when we get Nothing Left to Lose, I believe. Yeah, it is the mid-season finale.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we get the girl who has everything in this episode, too. Okay, focus in.
I get to be
the girl who has everything. Well.
When he wears this ring, then I'll have everything.
I was just singing this on the drive back. It was like a 3-hour drive from my school back home, and I literally just put on my musical playlist, and I was like hoarse by the end of the drive. So my voice sounds weird, that's why. This episode, the songs were amazing. Varian having that duet was just incredible. Ew. She just handed me something gross.
Does anyone else have a cat who likes to lay in closets because it's a problem? Any tips?
Do people not have cats in Corona?
No, they
have
do.
We ever seen a cat in Corona?
Yes. Remember the cats and kitties?
Oh, yeah. Lately, half the city's overrun with cats and kitties. Yeah, so this was the mid-season finale. What did you think of it? The songs were really awesome. The whole battle between Cass and Rapunzel was nice. I just remember being a little let down because I felt like nothing had really changed between them. Like, they had their fight in it, but as far as I remember, like, they were still at the same Corona. They were still at the same kind of mental place, I guess. They weren't really getting anywhere, so I felt like for a mid-season finale with a double length, we should have gotten some kind of forward progress on their storyline. Maybe we did. Maybe I'm forgetting about it. I don't know. I don't remember any. But the songs were great. Anything to add? Okay, I guess not.
No.
Wow. We know who showed up to this. I think she got her mind wiped, guys. Is Varian been hanging around you?
Wow. Do you think I need... I never go swimming. I don't think I need 2 swimsuit tops out. I think I can just get by with 1.
What if Varian invites you one day?
Well, that's a different story. I have to bring 3 bikini tops for that.
Just reading some trivia about this episode. This was where it was officially confirmed that no one besides Cass could see or hear the enchanted girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was creepy. Oh, this was the episode when the enchanted girl got so creepy. Like, words are just weird, but now she's like...
We learned the real age of Eugene.
Oh, yeah, that old man. Ew!
Okay, you don't have to show me every gross thing you find in your closet.
Well, can you put this laundry?
Lately, half the city's overrun with gross clothing.
It's Sookie's fault.
And the whole... Okay, I'm going to close this door just so we don't get any interruption when Mom and Lizzie come home. The whole thing between Varian trying to talk Cass back to her senses was really cool, just because, you know, he'd been not in an exact same place, obviously, but he'd been on the wrong side of the law, shall we say. The law being Rapunzel. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back soon with more Season 3. Then we get Race to the Spire. The return of Calliope.
Calliope!
I loved Calliope in this episode. I remember not liking her as much when she first appeared, but I really liked her in this.
She's a lot funnier.
Yeah. So basically, Zontiri took over with the magic cloak and pretended to be Calliope. And Rapunzel and Eugene had to chase after Cass, because Cass wanted to get like a deadly weapon that she could use against the kingdom. This was an interesting episode. It was like the bad and the good, like, were in direct conflict, but it was also kind of fun because Zontiri was pretending to be Calliope, so it was kind of like a more wacky battle, I guess, a battle of the mind. I remember kind of wanting Cassandra to have been the one to pretend to be Calliope, because it'd be interesting to have her back with the group, but them not knowing. Mm-hmm. So I think that was kind of a missed opportunity that I would have liked to have seen. But then, obviously they probably knew at this point that she would return. I mean, yeah, basically she uses the same cloak to rejoin the kingdom near the end. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it makes sense that she wasn't the one to do it in this. But it was a fun one. Then we get A Tale of Two Sisters, which we were hoping would be about Queen Ariana and Willow.
Yeah.
But instead, it kind of played on the relationship that Raps and Cass have, which is they were both... I mean, Rapunzel was raised by Gothel, I guess. I mean, you could argue if she was really raised by her or not, because she did not really raise her, but she grew up with her, and Cass also kind of grew up with her, I guess. We never really got...
I would argue that Rapunzel was raised by Mother Gothel more than Cass was.
Well, I don't know, though, because we don't really, I guess, know the... As far as I'm aware, Cass is Gothel's biological daughter. That's a question I wanted to ask Chris, but we didn't get time to.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then she lived with Gothel all up until, I mean, she was probably like 8 or 9 at least,
no,
and that's a long time.
She was like 5.
Well, she could sweep the floor and make dinner and sing songs.
Well, that's because she was a neglectful parent.
Anyway, they both have mom issues with Gothel, and so this episode
Gothel
really...
like taught Rapunzel to read, how to brush her long hair, how to sew clothes, how to cook, how to do a lot of life skills. So I would say she raised her more, and she was with her a lot longer. So,
but she also didn't even sleep in the same house because it was a tower.
Yeah, she did.
She slept. Gothel slept in the tower?
I think so.
Okay. I guess she
Where
did.
Else would she
I guess she just...
She was hiding out. Of course she was a... What are you talking
she had
about?
A different tower. Okay, yeah. I guess, yeah. So it was cool to see them bond over that fact, like their shared hatred of... Well, in Cass's case at this point, she's trying to hold on to the love for Gothel, I guess, and hating Rapunzel. Oh,
yeah. And then there were those weird bad things and all
the... Yeah, all the weird gopher animal things. I didn't really like that part, but it was cool seeing them bond over that. And then we got the whole... Cat, like, they really did come back to each other, and they were basically friends at the end, and then that one mirror piece that
ruined it all
thanks to Zontiri, like, breaking it in half or whatever, and I didn't, that frustrated me, guys.
Obviously.
This is the episode where Zontiri's ultimate, you know, goal is spelled out, which was to draw the powers of the sundrop flower and the moonstone into herself during the eclipse. Mm-hmm. And just Rapunzel going to visit, like, her captor's house was, yeah, that the whole sub kind of emotional layer of this episode was really nice.
Oh, yeah, then I totally thought Rapunzel was going to die when she was trapped in there with that gas at the end. Oh, that was really scary.
Yep, they're going to kill off Rapunzel.
I was like, well, I mean, I didn't think she was going to die, but I was like, wow, that's really harsh.
What if, like, Cassandra had killed Rapunzel and then she just dyed her hair blonde and, like, pretended to take her place to get everything she'd wanted? Like, Eugene, it's me, Rapunzel.
Oh, that's nasty.
That'd be creepy. After that, we have Flynn Poster, which is where Flynn, or Eugene... has his identical twin, basically, Brock Thunderstrike, show up. This was a really funny episode. Eugene episodes are always pretty fun. Brock, I don't like Brock still because he did leave Eugene to die after Eugene literally freed him. So he's kind of a douchebag, but mm-hmm. It was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was interesting seeing Eugene, like, isn't that the first one where he's really captain of the guards? We, like, had to track him down.
Wait, was he captain of the guard in this one?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, he had to track him down and lay down the law, but then also he was like, I have to be compassionate, so.
From this episode onward, Eugene begins wearing a royal guard uniform.
Yeah.
So, maybe, yeah. And the Baron comes back. The Baron's like basically a superhero who can like throw rocks and stuff.
He's a creepy dude.
Then we get Once a Handmaiden, which is the one where Cassandra sneaks back with her magical cloak.
Oh, yeah, and then the awkward play. She's like, actually, maybe she's not angry. Maybe she's just confused. And everyone's like, well, if she was confused, she should tell her friends about it. Well, maybe it's hard to tell your friends about it. Well, even if it's hard, you should tell your friends about it. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, this was a really nice one. It was great to see Cass secretly rejoin the group. And
that was a really funny part where she was doing her stretches.
Oh, yeah, those weird stretches. Where did you learn those?
Oh, I was just doing some acting stretches for my theater class. That was so funny.
Yeah.
And then Eugene and his berries.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't make the same mistake twice. What do you think happened to that handmaiden who she stole her appearance? Do you think because Cass killed her and buried her in the woods?
I wouldn't put it past her. She was pretty crazy at some points.
So basically, the whole mirror thing happened, and then Cassandra hated Raps again. And then at the very start of this episode, she finds the broken piece of the mirror. You think Zontiri would have made sure she couldn't find it, but Zontiri just likes to litter, so Zontiri just threw it on the ground. So Cass easily found it.
It's a metaphor for throwing trash away.
I guess. And so at this point, Cassandra kind of starts to see, or at least it's more clear that she starts to view Zontiri as someone who's not, you know, her fairy godmother. It's Zontiri is manipulating Cass. Wait, what? Then I'm reading some of the trivia on the wiki about this episode, and it says, Shorty flirting with Cassandra is a reference to the movie when he flirted with Gothel. What? I don't really remember that, but I wouldn't put it past him, that old dog.
I remember that. He was like, Oh, he was like, "Well, you're a tall drink of water," or something like that.
Oh, shorty.
And she was like, "Ho ho, you lug." Then she puts the knife against his throat, and she's like, "Tell me where the princess is."
Oh, poor shorty. He just wanted a drink of water.
He deserves it. He's a drunken old coot who steals food. When he ate their entire provisions.
Oh, yeah, and this is the episode where Varian and Eugene make that Cass, anti-Cass weapon.
Yeah.
Without Rapunzel knowing about it, and then it's what causes Cassandra to, like,
she signs off on
again.
It.
I mean,
it's the last resort.
I feel like there's just so much back and forth during this last, like, half of the season. Like, oh, they're friends. Nope, just kidding. Oh, they're friends again. Oh, just kidding. Oh, really this time. Psych. That frustrated me toward the end. Like, obviously, we knew they were probably gonna, you know, get back together. So, just stop pulling our chain.
I remember when we broke up the first time. There was a lot of friendship breakup.
Yeah.
And then she was like, we're never getting back together. But then they did.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together. This is kind of interesting.
Oh, my name is my roommate. She loves Taylor Swift.
Now I'm your roommate. Cassandra says, fine, you want me to be the bad guy? Now I'm the bad guy. The exact same words that Mother Gothel said when she finally revealed her true nature to Rapunzel in the movie. Like, that must have been a little traumatizing. Poor Raps. Yeah. Cassandra's got a lot of Gothel in her. So she is Gothel's biological daughter, right? Who is her dad?
Who cares?
I care. I want to know who is getting with Gothel. It was Shorty. Shorty is Cassandra's dad. You heard it here first.
No,
I believe it.
No.
That, yeah. Wow, that it all makes sense.
No, why would it not make sense?
Yes, it does.
Gotham would not hang out at the Snuggly Duckling.
Well, Shorty can get around.
The boy gets around, around, around.
He does.
Oh my gosh. No.
And then we're on to the last episode, guys. Plus est en vue. Plus est en vue.
Plus est en vue.
Plus est en vue. Which was the big finale where Cass runs them out of the kingdom, then they go back and retake it.
That was so intense.
Defeat Zontiri, become friends again, banish her once and for all.
Cause I give anything for you.
We get the amazing I'd Give Anything song. Definitely, I think, the most beautiful song in the show.
Or is it I'd Do Anything?
It's I'd Give Anything. I'd give anything to rewrite, relive everything we knew. And then we also get through it all, which was their big, like, time now to rise. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Turn the loose and shake around. Onward we rise.
And then they all play the piano and it's so cute.
Yeah, it was such a nice moment to have them regain their camaraderie in the Snuggly Duckling, which is where, like, it all started, kind of.
Yeah.
That's, like, their safe place.
And then we get the Happily Ever After reprise.
Mm-hmm. And we get to see what happens to most everyone. Varian becomes the chief scientist, nerd.
Brings hot water into the kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Eugene loves
Makes
him
Eugene's
for
hair
it.
Fluffy.
Yeah. Cass rides off into the sunset trying to find her place, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we all know it's with a Wayward Woman. But...
maybe she'll... I don't know what she's going to do, guys. We'll have to do an episode where we just talk about, like, Cass and what she's doing now. That'd be fun.
Well, there are alternate versions of what she's doing now.
Yeah. She can be doing whatever you think she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's cleaning out my trash can right now.
What?
Cass, hurry it up!
You would not make her a subservient person after all that she's done.
This was back
to bite you, I'll tell you that.
This was a really cool title. You know, they have really cool titles sometimes because it's like... I mean, I guess I'm not exactly sure why it's in French. I mean, I know Ariana, like, wrote that in Rapunzel's journal, but why?
Maybe she's from France.
She, like, thinks she's really fancy. Like, oh, I'm going to write in French so my daughter thinks I'm cool.
No, maybe she's from... from France.
But it is neat how it translates to "More in You," which is like the theme song and everything, and that was really cool. Yeah, I mean, it's the finale. What can you say? It was great.
And it was sad because it's over.
It's the final time we see Catalina as a werewolf.
I loved it when Varian and Eugene had a mature talk about their dads possibly going rogue. It was so cool.
Yeah, and the whole monkey thing happens, which I still don't get why that was in there, really, because it never came back around at the end. I wanted to see Zontiri turn into a monkey, but nope. Also, we get the big final shot of everyone in town, and we get to see that Stallion has gotten together with Brock.
Got it up.
I mean, it's perfect. She loves Eugene, and Brock is like a worse version of Eugene, and they can both be like, well, I guess they'll both bring out their evil tendencies in each other, which is bad.
I mean, but I think she just liked Eugene's face, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it. Eugene, he's got that handsome, roguish smolder.
Ugh. I'm gonna hit you with the pen.
And then Lance, pressing that button. My goodness, he is not the right person to raise and adopt two daughters. He adopts Kira and Catalina, guys. When he literally just messed with the monkey machine and almost ruined everything.
Okay, like, but
he is so immature. Like, I'm sorry.
To be fair, they practically have already raised themselves.
So yeah, so why do they need him to adopt them?
They don't need a parent. They just need a friend there.
He is their friend, but, I mean, it's, I don't know. It just felt kind of weird.
They just
needed
someone to make
Cassandra's going off on her. Oh, and also Lance legally adopted Kira and Catalina.
Well, they need someone to make the pancakes. They can, and they, be honest, they need to watch out for him. Okay.
I know. It just seems so such a weird thing. Like, of all the details to put in about what happens to everyone, someone decided Lance should adopt Kieran Catalina.
They should have said that Kieran Catalina adopts Lance.
Well, I don't know. But that is season 3, y'all. Overall, I would say there are a lot of interesting things that happened. We got, like, the whole werewolf thing. We got the dragon with Pascal. The season took some creative risks, you know, gave us some new content. I wish that Cassandra's storyline had been a little bit better woven throughout the whole thing, because I feel like in the first half, I kind of lost touch of what she was feeling and why they were fighting in the first place. I mean, which at the end, I mean, you kind of realize that Cass doesn't really even know herself, and that's the thing. But I think, you know, we got that episode where Rapunzel had the flashback to when they became friends. But I said, you know, we already had seen that kind of. What would have been cool, I think, is if instead of giving us that episode, what if we had gotten a whole episode where we just followed Cass and the Enchanted Girl and, like, what their day is like?
You still
want to
know if they're
coming. Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh. Cass, you have an 8 a.m. curfew. Mm-hmm. I mean, not curfew. You wake up at 8 a.m. Time to throw rocks. Please, please. Not another rock. I'm so sick of rocks. Guess what we're listening to for this training montage? Anyway.
The Eye of the Tiger.
But overall, solid season. As the final season, you know, it wrapped up everything pretty nicely. I don't think I have, I mean, I've got questions, but I don't have any, like, major questions about everyone's fates. Like, I feel like everyone finished in a good place. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm sad it's over. But we got some good music, and I liked the way that Rapunzel's hair got back to the way it used to be before. I thought that was kind of a cool way to do it, because everyone was like, well, how is her hair gonna be back to brown? Because it's really brown. They were all freaking out about that. So, I mean, I like the way it wrapped up in a lot of ways, and I like that Eugene became captain of the guard. And
I don't know about that, because then he's gonna be king, and then,
he's not gonna be king, though. I told you, he's not a royal, so he's gonna be the prince. He's just the prince.
When Rapunzel takes over from her parents, which is going to be pretty soon, I feel like, they're ready to retire, and she is ready to become queen, then Eugene is going to be King Horace.
No, that's not how the title works. Because if he was royalty, then no, but she's the one who holds the title.
Oh, okay, then tell me. Why is it King Fred and Queen Ariana?
Because it's different women. Women can become queens, but if a man who's a commoner marries a queen, then they don't want him to get in too much power, so they just have him be like the prince consort or something. Look it up. Look it up right now.
I think Rapunzel would make Eugene her king. I mean, I believe you in real life, maybe, but this is not real life.
They don't actually become kings because they don't want like a commoner getting all the power.
So. Okay, well, Rapunzel would not care about that. So.
Well, maybe she should.
Also, in the finale, we had all that cuteness between Eugene and Rapunzel being like, "I think it's time one of us propose."
There, I found the cat. Meow. Hello, kitty.
So, yeah, great, great season, guys. We've been going for almost an hour now, which is about what a whole season deserves. So, any favorites from the season? Any highlights for you want to?
Oh, I really liked the reprise at the end when they all sang about how they'd found happily ever after.
I really liked the quote from Day of the Animals where Rapunzel says her funny thing, like, "Oh, it's driving me crazy now. Wait, I wonder." I bet it's. I'll find it sometime. Maybe next episode I'll find it. But yeah. And the lost treasure being so funny. It was nice because this was the final season and we got so much drama. It was nice to have one episode just pure comedy gold. Feldspar.
And I really like when they're all back in the city. They return back to the city and they're all like dancing with each other and having fun. Like Rapunzel dances with Lance and Eugene.
When
and
is that?
Before they find out Varian took over the kingdom, they're just dancing through the streets. Yeah. And there's like, as one does. It's just such a cute song.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty great music this season. I think every song, I mean, we'll do a separate soundtrack episode, but I mean, pretty much every song except for Bigger Than That. I mean, you can see, and I have thumbs up by every song except Bigger Than That. Because it's not my favorite, but. Every other song I give a thumbs up to. Because you're bigger, you're better.
You're braver than that.
I don't know, not mine.
But he helps them face their fear. What's Feldspar's fear again?
I don't know.
Spiders! Maybe. Yes, the spiders.
Where's Feldspar the has no fears. I guess cooking a pork chop isn't the worst thing that one of us has done today, princess. Feldspar, not the time. He's so sad. I hope Rapunzel makes Feldspar like her royal advisor or something. What does he do? What's his day job?
He's a shoemaker. He's a cobbler.
But he's so clumsy.
Only around wagon wheels.
Feldspar. Okay. Well, guys, the conversation has come to a close. Our season 3 wrap up, you know. Was a little disorganized, a little messy, but sometimes it's how it's gotta be. Our next stop isn't anywhere. Our next stop is going to be
Our next stop isn't anywhere. Our next stop is going to be Cassandra theories about what her life is like after she says peace out to Corona and heads out on her own.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fun. I'll look forward to that. You guys look forward to it too. You can continue the conversation on Twitter at Corona Podcast or email coronaconversations@gmail.com. You can also rate and review us on iTunes by going to rate this podcast.com/tangled. Well, it gives you instructions for how to leave a review wherever you listen to the station.
It's Corona Conversation. With Matt.
Until next time, I am Caleb.
I'm Anna.
And this has been